88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by the Staves. I'm going to be playing a couple of sold-out shows in L.A. Always good to hear that. At Hollywood Forever Cemetery tonight at the Masonic Lodge there. And then also tomorrow night, I'm going to be playing the historic Troubadour in West Hollywood. Thank you so much for coming on by and sharing some songs today.
Thanks you for having us.
So we're now about 2 years after If I Was. It was March of 2015 that came out. And I was just kind of curious because I saw we just got a new song from you guys. I'm just going to call it Tired because
sure.
I can't say the other.
That. Tired As.
Or Tired As. The last word, you can fill in the blank if you really want to. But I noticed that you guys are now originally from the UK, but now you're over here in the States. Mm-hmm. What led you moving to Minnesota?
Well, we had spent a lot of time out in that area and in Eau Claire in Wisconsin, which is a couple of hours away, making If I Was and subsequent EPs and recordings. And it kind of just became a place that we were kind of commuting from England to go there. And that, coupled with the fact that we hadn't toured in the US for about 3.5 years, led us to think we should probably spend a lot of time in the US rather than just, you know, 2 week trips over. And that place just seemed to be, you know, a logical place. You know, we knew people there and had a bunch of musical friends and connections. So, that's where we've ended up.
And speaking of musical connections, one of the big ones in Eau Claire has been Justin Vernon, who's been a big help to you. I mean, what has it been like for you to work with him? And how do you feel like he's kind of contributed to what you guys have released on records?
Well, he's a phenomenal musician and an amazing producer. So those two things combined, you know, have been invaluable on our recordings. And yeah, you know, we wouldn't have made the album that we made had it not been for his input on it, for sure.
But it's nice because we've also, since doing If I Was, done some EPs and recordings where we've kind of self-produced them as well, but using his studio. And it's nice that he's kind of introduced us to some instruments and to some techniques that now we're using ourselves. So that's really been really fun.
So it's almost like since If I Was, which was produced by Justin, from there you kind of learned that and you said, okay, this is how we want to go forward. And so you've used that with the EPs that you've created since then.
Yeah. And we've yet to produce a full-length record ourselves, but it's been really fun to do little projects like EPs and singles and kind of learn a lot along the way doing it that way.
Quickening feet that fall, come the gathering rain. Suffering as I suffer you, hearing you speak of pain. If I was, if I am, if I did, if I had. Quickening feet that fall
on behind you,
come the gathering rain. Suffering as I suffer, you
will be tidy.
Hearing you speak of pain. If I was, if I am, if I did, if I had.
Cut
my roots, and now I'm my leaves are dead. They tumble down in pools of all the blood I bled.
Released albums, but you're also pretty consistent about releasing EPs. And I was reading an interview where it was just kind of interesting. You kind of had an idea of, you know, this is an album. This is, you know, a full complete work. Mm. This takes a certain type of work, but with an EP, it's a little bit different. I mean, how do you differentiate whether or not you're going to include a song on an EP or decide, hey, this is part of the album that we're working on?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's, I don't know if there's a hard and fast rule about it, really. I think, A lot of things come down to timing and a feeling of momentum. And sometimes you'll write or be working on a collection of songs and there are kind of three or four that you're really into, or sometimes only two, and you have an opportunity to use a studio and demo them or record them or something, and you think, these are really, I don't want to sit on these. I want them to go out immediately. And they feel like they are a little collection, a full collection in themselves. And so it's really nice to then be able to, you know, from the process of the start of writing them to recording them and releasing them, you can do that in 3 months. Whereas with an album, it's a much longer process. I mean, you know, can be a couple of years. Mm. And that's great. And we love making records. And I think sometimes we start writing songs and we think, this feels like the start of a larger project. There's more to say on this topic, or there's more to explore within this type of, I don't know, this kind of type of sound that we're exploring at the moment. So that makes us feel like, okay, well, maybe this is album stuff.
It's interesting, though, because in other genres of music, it's very standard to just release singles, you know, like in like electronic dance music and stuff. And that's how they're consumed, and people download them or stream them or whatever. And even with our genre, people are obviously just picking individual songs that they want to listen to on streaming sites or whatever. So, yeah, it's weird that the attitudes are still quite old-fashioned for kind of a band to release an album, a full-length thing. And we've found that people don't really take EPs or singles as seriously in some ways. No. When you release them, it's like it's harder to get, you know, the same kind of media coverage or radio, obviously not you guys. And record companies are kind of like, well, it's an EP. What is that? What are we going to do with it kind of thing? So we've been trying to shake it up and slowly change the industry by just kind of releasing stuff when it's ready and when we want to.
Didn't get to sleep last night till after three.
into a Super 8. My head is hurting me. Yeah, I'm feeling mean. You take the queen, I'll be the king. Do not disturb me, turn in. Drinking in the evening and sinking in the sun. Drip fed, drip coffee and living on the run. I wasn't built to sit so still. I wasn't made for this. Do not disturb me till morning. Yeah, do not disturb me.
Sleeping in a Car, the latest EP that you had, that really does feel like a complete EP. You know, when I listen to those songs, there's just something so intense about, you know, Roses and Sleeping in a Car, obviously. Just the title in itself is like, whoa, you know, one of those things that you take a step back and you're like, that's kind of intense. But, you know, it really did feel like there was those songs all belong together on there.
Yeah. I mean, they were all made together at the same at the same time, written over the same period of time, so yeah, they definitely were a complete body of work together rather than three abstract songs that we'd had, you know, in the can for years. You know, they were made together. I think you can really tell.
Yeah.
And you also have a new 7-inch that you worked on, which is Tired As blank, and and also Train Tracks. What led you? I know Tired As has been a song that you guys have had in your repertoire, at least for live shows, for a little while. What inspired you to say, you know what, this is the time that we need to get it out there, and we feel like this needs to be something that we can provide for our fans?
Well, we were really tired one day. And,
well, maybe that's how the lyrics came about. But, you know, what said, okay, we're done being just tired. Let's actually record it and put it on something.
I don't know, really. I guess we'd done the Sleeping in a Car EP. And, since we haven't made an album yet, our third album, we just really wanted to record something again and put something out and be having something fresh out there in Stave's world. And I think that song is a little different from the rest of the stuff that we've done and may kind of be a signpost to things that are to come in the future in terms of sounds. I thought that song in particular worked as a kind of standalone thing. I know it's like a double A-side or whatever the 7-inch is, but those two songs together were kind of anomalies. Like, they're not really like any of our other stuff. So, and subject matter-wise, they kind of bookend each other quite nicely.
It's been so long. I'm a passenger, a satellite, still hanging on. Man, am I terrified? At least I can say that I tried. Sadness don't know me for long. All that time, all but too soon. Oh,
Well, again, it's The Stays here live in studio, sold out shows at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, at the Masonic Lodge there tonight, Troubadour tomorrow night. Their latest album was If I Was, but we've been talking about EPs. So, Sleeping in a Car is their latest EP that's mm-hmm. out there. They've got the 7-inch that they're selling at the show with Tired As and mm-hmm. Train Track. So, thank you again so much. And thank you for the gorgeous songs today.
Thank you so much for having us.